The Future Proof Podcast from News Talk.
Proudly supported by Science Foundation Ireland. Hashtag believe in science.
Hello and welcome to Future Proof the Podcast. This is the show where we take a closer look at the world around us. I'm Jonathan McRae. Thank you. What am I, French? Thank you for subscribing, downloading, sharing the podcast. We really appreciate the figures that come into us, so we know a lot of people enjoy it. So thanks very much for that. This episode, we're going to be speaking to Simon Spychak, who is the FameLab 2020 Ireland winner. If this is the first time you've heard me talk about FameLab, you obviously don't listen to the program that much. But FameLab is an international science communications competition where researchers or people studying or working in STEM are asked to stand up on stage for 3 minutes and wow the audience with a talk that has good content, good clarity, and the speaker has some sense of charisma. And of course, Simon had all of those in spades. Simon joins us now to talk about his part in the semi-finals, which are taking place on the 11th and 12th of November. His semi-final is on the 12th of November, so don't miss it. You can get details on famelab.org. Simon, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
A lot has happened since we last met at the FameLab final.
Yeah.
How have you been? Have you been coping all right?
I've been coping surprisingly well. Most of my work to finish off my postgrad degree involves using a computer, so I've just been spending quality time with my housemate's cat, who's been helping me type out my dissertation.
Excellent. Adding in those unnecessary punctuation points, putting on all caps where you don't need it, as cats do.
Exactly.
So take us back to the moment that you decided, you know what, I'm going to do FameLab. What was it that got you thinking that this was something you wanted to do and this is something you thought was important?
Well, I was really interested in trying to see what I could do when I share science with other people. And I think what's really important is a lot of times when I see or I hear science communication, I feel like it might be playing down to the audience, or it doesn't really play up how exciting these things in the world are. And I just want everyone to know how cool, how amazing, and how absurd the world around us really is. And I don't think we need to, you know, bring things down to a lower level to connect with the audience. We just need to show that what we're looking at is really exciting and that they should be interested in it too.
People are very smart. And I know, obviously, I think the listeners to this show are very smart, but I rarely get emails or texts in from people saying, what was that? Didn't understand a word of it. I do get them every once in a while, but considering that we talk about science on the program, sometimes at quite a high level, it is amazing to see how much people are, that was fascinating. Might not have gotten all of it, but I really enjoyed it and learned lots. I think people do have a real interest in the possibilities of humanity. And that to me is why I love science. What do you work in?
So right now I'm looking at the intersection between the microbes in our gut and brain communication. I'm really interested in looking at how the molecules that the microbes make can affect our brain, because of course, all sorts of food that we try to eat, sometimes we can't digest it, and the microbes eat it for us. And we've kind of learned over the course of evolution how to kind of use these molecules. And I'm really interested just to see how they interact with our brain.
I presume working in that area, you must be working with John Cryan's team in APC, Microbiome Institute, based in, not entirely in UCC, but across the country, because that's their specialty, right? You must be working with them.
Yeah.
I find that concept of the human body as an ecosystem absolutely fantastic. Before we talk about the FameLab stuff, can you tell me a little bit about the interactions between microbes in our body and how the food that we eat isn't always just eaten by us?
We can just go back to say some of the sourdough bread people have been baking a lot over the course of the first few months of the lockdown, or we can talk about other types of fibers. So we have specific little machines in our body that break down certain food molecules into smaller and smaller bits that our body can use. But sometimes we eat something really good, like sourdough bread or something else with a lot of fiber, and our body can't really deal with it. We have microbes in our guts that can basically ferment these fibers, kind of like the process by which we make alcohol. They make food for themselves, and they release molecules afterwards as a byproduct. And these molecules, which are basically waste for them, actually interact with our body in many ways. They're called short chain fatty acids, and part of my work looks at how these short chain fatty acids could affect, say, our stress response, our immune systems, or if they're involved in some sort of signaling processes in terms of determining the disease state of our brains.
I was at a conference in Vienna last week, would you believe? And at that conference, it was a virtual conference. I was hosting it. It was UEG, which is a big gastroenterology conference. I'm sure you're familiar with it. One of your papers was highlighted at APC. One of the papers is highlighted as one of the best picks because it talked about an elegant little experiment looking at psychological and brain function as a result of probiotic drinks. Now, it was a small study, so I was a bit I was saying we need to see more, but it's clear that this sort of work is getting international recognition. Is that what your FameLab talk was about?
So my FameLab talk is mostly focused on the ecosystem approach of it. While there's still lots of questions that we're hard at work answering, I think we need to first introduce kind of what's going on inside of our guts and kind of just realize the absurdity that we have these teeny tiny microorganisms in our guts that play such a large role in our bodies. We haven't fully realized what they can do yet. And I think just bringing in those tidbits about what's going on makes people, excuse the pun, hungry for more.
This ecosystem that you're talking about is a great way to describe the body because we like to think of ourselves as these sort of independent packages. But of course, we are not the humans we were a year ago. I mean, quite literally, most of our cells aren't the same cells that were there a year ago. And when we even think about at the very beginnings of life, a baby infants, they drink mother's milk. And part of that milk isn't for them, isn't that right? It's evolved from the mother not to feed the baby, but to feed the microbes.
So there's some fascinating studies that show that there are specific types of sugars, and they're organized in a way that our own body can't actually break them down, but the microbes in our guts can, and they help facilitate them growing. And another study published a week or two ago actually found some short chain fatty acids in breast milk, which kind of means that these short chain fatty acids are important enough to be transferred to the baby even before the baby might be able to produce them on their own.
It's really cool work, and it's great to see it getting such international recognition as well. So a very exciting field to be in at the moment, I'd imagine. Can you tell me a little bit about FameLab and what happened when you won, and what's happened since?
So, I'll be completely honest. I didn't expect to win. I just thought I'd, have some fun, tell people about something really cool that I'm studying, and hopefully more people would be informed about it than if I type things up into a paper and put it in a fancy journal with lots of jargon. Since then, I've kind of looked to see if I can find a niche where I can kind of help out with my science communication. I know it's really necessary because there's a lot of misinformation out there on the internet, and it's really important to learn how to communicate information in a way that's compassionate, that doesn't kind of talk down to people and kind of empowers them to trust scientists, trust experts, and make them want to learn more about the process. So I've been focused on kind of trying to generate more written content through various different outlets. I've been published on RT Brainstorm. I've got another article coming out for Science Week in there. And I just think it's important to bring this excitement wherever I can, just because otherwise people might not learn these things. And I think the world is such an interesting place that they should know about them.
Yeah, and science is one of those really positive things that we can kind of clutch onto at the moment where we're getting such doom and gloom. The things that scientists are discovering, whether it's astronomy or biology or geology, it's something in some senses, something positive that you can sort of look forward to when there's not much else out there. So what's the plan then for the final? What are you planning on giving a talk about? I know you can change one of your talks. So what's the plan?
So for the semifinal and the final, we have two different talks. So far, I'm sort of planning out what I want to talk about during the semifinal. So I'm thinking about talking about octopi and cephalopods. They're these wacky animals that evolved in the oceans, and they really don't care about evolving intelligence for the same reasons we did, where one of the drivers for us was kind of being able to keep up with all of our social interactions. Octopus parents usually die before their children are born, and they're really kind of asocial. And it's really wacky that they can do all these crazy things, like decide to camouflage themselves and disguise themselves in a really kind of wacky Looney Tunes way, hide underneath a coconut shell. And then you also have other animals in their family that just remember exactly where food is, when it gets there, and they can kind of camouflage along the way to kind of trick their prey and get there. And now, if you look at the octopus, they don't have one brain. They don't have a concept of a central nervous system. They have a bunch of clumps of neurons located around different areas. And it's kind of ridiculous that it all somehow functions and that they're so intelligent. And I mean, it's just absolutely fascinating. You can go into detail about like different ways that their body has to communicate or how it might inform our models of artificial intelligence and neural networks, or even what it tells us about, you know, the concept of intelligence, what it might mean to find another intelligent species. Or it really makes us question, why does intelligence even evolve, you know?
Yeah, you've got me sold anyway. So that is on the 12th of November, folks. You can hear details, you can find details on famelab.org or britishcouncil.ie/famelab. FameLab is a fantastic organization and event. It's run by the British Council and the Cheltenham Science Festival. And it culminates in this final that is normally in the Cheltenham Science Fair Festival, which is a huge event that has loads of people from the public and lots of the stars from across the world from science who talk about their work. And it's a really great atmosphere. One of the real shames is that this year it had to be virtual and that the finals won't be in front of a live crowd in the same way. Just wondering how you feel about that you'd be presenting to a screen essentially when this is a talk that's an event that's really about the live experience?
Well, I've done Bright Club, which is stand-up comedy about science through Zoom, and I couldn't hear anybody laughing, and I just kind of figured it's like when I sometimes tell jokes to a group of my friends and they just stare at me and tell me my puns are terrible. Yeah. So, you know, it's a nice comforting feeling.
You can imagine that they're laughing much more than they probably are.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's nice because you don't have that distraction. For me, I can just kind of focus on my talk and do my thing, and hopefully people will enjoy it and take something valuable away from it.
Well, if you want to follow all the news, you can find FameLab Ireland on Twitter. It's at FameLab_Ireland. And as I say, britishcouncil.ie/FameLab will give you all the details for the semi-finals, which is the 12th of November for Simon's talk. Simon, from the rest of Ireland, good luck, and I'm sure you'll do us proud. I'll see you the other side. And that's it for this special FameLab podcast. Thanks to Aidan McKelvey producing, Simon Keane, Garrett Mahal and Steve Daunt, who are researching on sound. Stephen McClune will be back with more Future Proof in the podcast section of the News Talk app or wherever you find your podcasts. In the meantime, stay curious.